episode 964, Wrap Your Heart in Everyday Gratitude.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having an extraordinary week. It is almost the weekend, and I know here in the U.S., we are celebrating Labor Day, which means it's a three-day weekend. Boop, boop, boop. Yes, raise the roof. Get excited. Guess what? We're chatting about inspiration. I hope you are ready to do something today with your life that's beyond anything you've ever thought of. Yes, I want you to wrap your heart in everyday gratitude. It's going to change your life. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, when you wrap your heart in everyday gratitude, you extinguish the why me and embrace use me. How can you use me today? We get so caught up in the me, 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 me. It's like we need to have our own tune going. It's not about what you can accomplish on your calendar and on your to-do list. It's not about being right in the argument you had this morning with your spouse. It's not about you. Wrap your heart in everyday gratitude. Gratitude melts away the gray skies of the day. Gratitude brightens hope when it's difficult to cope. Gratitude every day is the only way. Wrap your heart in everyday gratitude. Stop getting stuck in what you aren't accomplishing. Stop worrying unnecessarily of what you can't control. Stop whining and feeling sorry for yourself. Life is crazy. Life is an adventure. You never know what's around the corner. But when you wrap your heart in everyday gratitude, you give yourself permission to live, to thrive, to serve, to excel in your gifts and talents. That should just shoot you to the moon and back. You should be energized by that because you flush out the sediments of frustration, hurt, and sadness. Be grateful today for even the tiniest blessing. You know, I can't help but watch these horrific scenes and the news coverage right now when it comes to what's happening in the South here in the U.S. and how Hurricane Harvey has just hit, and now it's a tropical storm, but it is just relentless. It's not letting go, and it's dropping inches upon inches upon inches of water. And people are suffering. Lives have been lost. Yet they find that there still is hope. They look at the tiniest little blessing. What if this hurricane would have come in stronger and it would have been a category 2 or 3 or 4? Imagine the pictures we'd be seeing now. No, we don't like destruction, but it could be much worse. You need to celebrate and find the tiniest blessing amongst the most terrible, horrific storms. Maybe it's the extra 15 minutes of sleep you got after pressing snooze on your alarm clock this morning. Maybe it's the clean kitchen you came home to, even if you had to do the dishes yourself. Maybe it's the sweet words and a simple hug from your child. Wrap your heart in everyday gratitude and impact today. We think that it's all about what we have to do, what we have to control. But if we take and flip our focus and don't focus so much on our selfishness and give self-love, use me. Use me. How can you use me today? That's my cry. Every morning after I'm done with my workout, I'm done with my, you know, meditation and praise and all of that. Now, understand that this is a period of time for me. It's not just all in 5 minutes. This is a very early morning. I wouldn't call it a ritual, but it is a routine that I go through. And sometimes it doesn't happen at the same time every day. Why? Because my schedule changes. But I have in, you know, written in my calendar flexibility. And I always, somewhere along the way, I make time for it. And most of the time, it is in the morning. But what I find is that at the end of everything, as I'm praying and saying, okay, I don't know what's going to happen, Lord, today. I've done my mileage and I've prayed for my children and my family. I've been praying for my family in Houston. Yes, we have family and also friends in the area that has been hit. So we understand the destruction that is going on. And sometimes the only thing we can do in our life is to pray. Sometimes we're wrapped up in such a crazy storm, we don't know what to do, whether it's figuratively or literally. What is your storm today? What are you facing? What does your oh woes me? Instead of saying, why me? Say, use me. And that's my prayer every day is, use me, Lord. Whoever you bring in my pathway and we cross, use me, Lord. Allow me to bless them. I went grocery shopping and I went to just pick up some basic necessities like bread. And I don't know what else, but it was like three things. I mean, seriously, it wasn't hardly anything. And it had nothing to do with me picking up the bread, but the person who was checking me out. This sweet old lady, okay, I call her old because she's older than me, don't take offense to it, but she was more like a motherly figure to me. And she made a comment about my shirt that I had on. And it struck up a brief conversation. And in that brief conversation, I did what I could to lift her up. Because there was something in her comment that I heard that she had a heavy heart. Wrap your heart in everyday gratitude. Ask God to use you. No more fussy wussy bears is what I tell my kiddos. No crabby apples. You know, that's out for the animals to eat. We don't want those. Psalm 100 verse 4 says this, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Nothing is too small or too big for God. Give it to him. And simply take your hands right now. And I want you to do this, okay? If you're driving and you can kind of release yourself a little bit, try to maybe hold the steering wheel, yet hold your hand at the same time. I want you to squeeze and lock your hands together. Now, if you are driving and it's not safe, don't do it. Do it after you come to a complete stop. But I want you to try this. I want you to just take your hands together, interlock your fingers, and I just want you to squeeze real tight. Squeeze, 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 as hard as you can. Oh my goodness, your fingers are turning red, and maybe they're turning kind of a white, weird color, and you can feel the blood circulation cutting off. Okay, now I want you to just release them and open them up. Lift the palms up. Take a deep breath and say, use me. Oh my gosh, what a relief. It's all gone. You see, when you wrap your heart in everyday gratitude, that's how joy can be expressed. It just comes through you. God shines through you. It's not up to you to control your day. Let God walk with you through your day. Wrap your heart in everyday gratitude. No longer why me. Instead, open up those palms. Use me. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.